Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying the podcast and finding valuable information from it. Now, I do have a quick ask of you, and that would be to make sure to follow me on all social media platforms like Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, which is at Kyle C. Wilson Official, and on Twitter, which is The Kyle C. Wilson. And if you could help me do that, that would continue to help reinforce the ideas that I want to continue producing content specifically made for you guys to help educate you. And as always, you know I'm there to help, as I have $23,195 worth of content available for free through my YouTube channel that will answer and help a lot of the problems that you're going through, or at least your child's going through. So if you haven't found that yet, go to the YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. And without further ado, let's get back into the episode. Welcome to the Future Pro Player Framework. And this is all about focusing on players that are 12 years old and older and helping them understand the 16 targets to show you, mom and dad, that your player is truly wanting to get to the next level. And the question that we need to answer is, are they willing to commit to the following every single day? Now, just to highlight before we actually get into the content, I need you guys to understand this. When you introduce this to your player, the Future Pro Player Framework, they're not going to buy into every single one right away. It's going to take time. So you need to understand that because it's going to take time, that is a process for your child to buy into it. So you should be looking at getting like 3 to 4 a month that they're buying into, give or take. And it could be, you know, it's situationally based, so it can depend on each player. But just understand that the point of this is actions speak louder than words. So if they're just telling you, hey, mom, dad, I want to be a pro, but they aren't showing you these types of actions, then you know that they're not as serious as they talk about, regardless of what they say, because actions speak louder than words. So anyways, without further ado, let's get into it. And again, this is just to show, does your player want to go to the next level? Are they willing to do these things? And this really starts, in my opinion, 12 and older. It could be adjusted for younger players, so that's important to understand, but 12 and older is where they start really defining themselves. How bad do I really want to do this? Now, first one, there's 16 of them, like I said. Getting up 30 minutes earlier every single day. So this means if you get up at 7 a.m., they get up at 6:30, and you'll see why shortly. Doing 2 and 3, 100 push-ups every day and 100 squats every day. And this is really, again, you 12 and older. It can be varied younger. I think it's okay to have younger kids learn how to do push-ups and squats. And it doesn't have to be a squat. We use squat as the reference point, but it's leg activity. And squats, you get hamstring and quads. Now, it's important though, and I need to make sure you guys understand this, just doing a push-up is not good. Correct form is important, so make sure they learn correct form before starting, otherwise it could lead to injury or longer problems in the end. Number 4, 7 to 9 hours of sleep a day. That is required. Kids need to sleep and get plenty of it. Training every single day, high, moderate, and light. And this could be a combination of stuff. So example, light could be that they do video review or watch professional games. It doesn't always have to be on a field. It could also be like watching games with teammates, like they're going back and watching their game film, like things like that. That's still training because that's all like tactics and mental training. So it'd also be like, for example, the pro mindset course that I have on YouTube for free, they could take that. That's training the mind, like just an example for you. Number 6, watch pro or high level games. Same thing. You learn the most by watching people in a better position than you. So that's very important. Stretching every single day is number 7. This is huge because players need to be stretching. And I'll say this again, or I'll repeat it this way to you. The body needs to be warm if they're going to stretch. So you don't want to like just wake up and go stretch. You need to warm the body up, take a shower, go for a walk, get the body warmed up slightly, and then you can do the stretching. Number 8, proper warm-up before practice. So that means if your practice starts at 6, be on the field at 5:45, get a warm-up in, get prepared. Next one, number 9, proper cool down and stretch post-practice. This means when practice finishes at 7:30, you do a cool down for say 5 to 10 minutes, and then you do stretching for another 5 to 10 minutes. So you're actually leaving at say closer to 7:50, 8 o'clock before you actually go home. Number 10 is getting 15 minutes of touches on the ball every single morning. Now this is why I said, if you wake up at 7, get up at 6:30, because you could get up, do a quick walk, get moving to get the body warm, and then go get 15 minutes of touches. That could be
you know, foundations, toe taps. I even have a program on my YouTube channel that you can use for free just to get touches. Now, you could do this, and it ties with number 15, doing it before school. So if you go to school at 9 o'clock, you could use those 15 minutes at, say, 8:30, from 8:30 to 8:45 as an example, and then you're getting your touches in. But it's, and maybe it's juggling as well, but you need to be getting touches on the ball to get your day started. I think that is critically important, just because it gets you in the mindset of, I need to improve every single day. Next one, number 11, eating 3 healthy meals a day. This means no fast food, no junk, so on and so forth. You need to focus on helping your player eat better food. So healthier meals are key. Number 12, no soda or slushies. So this would be like sugary product drinks. That's a big no-no if they're gonna get to the next level. The more we can start cutting that, the quicker, the better. Number 13, this kind of ties into 2 and 3, core work. So this is working on the abdomen, for example, and even the back. You know, building those muscles to make sure that they have a stable core is critically important, especially the higher levels that they get to. 14, juggling, improving both feet, right foot, left foot, shoelaces, inside, outside, chest, thigh, headers, whatever you need to do to improve touch, juggling will do that for you. And then, like I said, I already did 15. 16, this is important because this, again, is the future pro player framework. And this is about being able to play at least 2 years up. And this doesn't mean you're on the bench. You can have time on the bench, but I'm saying you don't play just 10 minutes. You're going in and you're making an impact at least 2 years up. And you're actually taking charge, being involved in the game, an important player. Maybe you're scoring goals, maybe you're creating assists, maybe it's defending, whatever it is. You are making an impact on the field, and that's so important when it comes to playing at least 2 years up. And again, just a final reminder, this is designed for you 12 and older, because that's when you'll start seeing the mind transfer and say, you know what, do I really want to do this or not? And that's what this is for, to help guide that path, to help get them in that proper direction to maybe, if they're lucky, or lucky is not the right word, but fortunate, because they've put in the work, the time, the energy, and they're prepared to be successful in the future. Okay, now to highlight on the bottom, you can see here it says healthy meals include 2 servings carb, 1 serving vegetables, and 1 serving protein. This is important. You don't want to overeat, but you need to make sure it's 2 servings carbs, 1 serving vegetable, 1 serving protein. And that is from somebody that is a nutritionist that I know very well, that has worked with professional athletes, and that's what she gives the professional players. Okay, and final framework here, the entire purpose of this framework is for players to showcase that they have the work ethic and desire to want to become a professional. And it's to show mom and dad, this is why you should be continuing to invest in me. Actions speak louder than words. Parents, you will be able to tell if your player wants it by the effort they also put in off the field, because they might be a great player on the field, but if they're not doing the correct stuff off the field, the chance of them, the percentage of them being successful, getting to a higher level, diminishes because they're not showing the work ethic necessary and the buy-in to do the right stuff. So the question always becomes, are they willing to commit to the following found within this framework and do it over years? Not days, not weeks, not months, years. Like 12 to pro. And that's what it looks like, okay? So that's the idea behind the future pro player framework. Hopefully that makes sense. We'll see you guys in the next video. See you there.
Hey guys, I absolutely love that you're checking out and listening to the podcast. And I only have one ask quickly, and that would be if you could please share this podcast with somebody else that you maybe know that is going through the system or struggling to navigate it from the youth soccer perspective. And that would mean the absolute world to me, because as you know, I don't sell anything through the podcast and I don't have any sponsorships. And the more people that I can help, that is my overall objective. So I would absolutely love if you could share this with somebody. Take the 5 seconds to do so by sending it through social media or WhatsApp or whatever way that you like to share content, and I will make sure that I continue to deliver valuable and insightful content for you.